Do not be afraid of the ravens of our day. In 2023, may you find strength to begin to soar.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I will be speaking from the 27th verse to the 31st, but I'll only read just one verse. The book of Isaiah, the prophet, chapter 40. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Verse 29, he gives strength to the weary and he increases the power of the weak. Everybody raise your right hand and say this after me. I will mount up. Say that again. I will mount up like an eagle in 2023. The scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run, not be weary. They will walk and not faint. When we mount like eagles, we do what is not ordinary. The ordinary is that, if you go back to the verse, it teaches you something very, very important, that those who wait upon the Lord, the scripture says they will mount up with, come on, talk back to me. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will mount up with wings like eagles. And the scripture says they will walk and not what? They will walk and not be. You're not getting it right. Look in your Bible. They will walk and not be. There is something I want to show you. Everybody close your eyes for a second. And I want you to begin to imagine yourself that we are in June and in July. And some kind of trouble has hit. And you are wondering, where is my God? And God is saying, my child, I want you to rise up, soar, mount up like an eagle. Can you see it? It's taking place. Father, I want you to mantle your people with abilities unknown. That as they go through this year, they will mount up with wings like eagle in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. All right, I want to talk to you on the subject, mount up like an eagle. Say that with me. Come on, say like you mean it. Mount up like an eagle. And in 2023, whatever it is that confronts you, you must learn to mount up like an eagle. In the kingdom of birds, the eagle is a very powerful bird. Yet, there is one other bird that troubles the ego. In fact, when the eagle goes near any other bird, most of the time, mama bird would fight off just to make sure they could protect their little ones. But there's one other bird that never fights to protect. If you notice, all the other birds are fighting in their own terrain. But this other bird comes into the terrain of the eagle and fights in there. It's called a raven. Research would show you that anytime the eagle begins to mount up and begin to fly, the raven will come and sit on its neck and begin to peck it so that it will force it to go down for no absolute reason. The eagle never stops to turn around and try to fight the raven. But it keeps using its strong wings and keeps soaring and soaring and soaring until it gets to a certain height. And the raven is naturally afraid of that height because the wings there are powerful than its wings. Do not be afraid of the ravens of our day. In 2023, may you find strength to begin to soar. When they are pecking, you are plain. When they are pecking, you are mountain. When they are pecking, you are getting closer to God. Because when you get to where God is, He will deal with the ravens. But when the ravens come, they come with an understanding that I'm going to be on the neck. Can you see that in May that something seems to be stifling you, taking the breath out of you? And you feel like I need to focus on the very thing that seems to be doing it. But what God wants us to do in this year is to ignore the raven and rather soar towards Him. Are you guys understanding what I'm saying? In other words, the pecking forces you to look at it, but the eagle literally ignores the raven. And it keeps soaring because it knows that once it turns and look at the raven is wasting its time. And the more it looks at the raven, it will never soar. Many of you have eagle's wings, but the ravens have turned you into chickens. I pray that in 2023, you will soar. You see, life is such that you can be hit with one thing today, hit with another thing tomorrow, hit with another thing tomorrow, hit with another thing, and Satan is hoping. We sang the song, right? You are hard-pressed on every side. But what did Paul say? Yet not perplexed. May God mantle you with abilities unknown, strengths that you thought was not there, that as you begin to soar, there comes a time when the enemy would say, this one, I think I made a mistake of attacking them. So the eagle soars, and it soars, and it soars, and it keeps soaring, and the raven is pecking. You are praying, and Satan is pushing things. You are praying, and it looks like it's not working. You are praying, and it looks like everything is going bad. But there comes a point. There comes a day. There comes a moment when you break through the normal levels of life and gets to the place where you can literally tell you have moved and mounted up to the point where you are with God. He says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. The natural progression is that if I am sitting, what is the next natural order? Once I stand from the sitting position, what is the next natural thing I'm going to do? I'm going to walk. From walking, what is the natural thing you do again? You run. And when I run and the speed goes higher, what is the natural thing to do? You fly. They that wait upon the Lord, notice, reverses that order. They don't walk and run and soar, but they soar before they run and before they walk. What is God saying? He says, whenever you mount up with wing, if you wait upon me, I will let you reverse every single thing in its natural order. People may take 20 years to accomplish things, but you will look at those things and it will show up in a split second. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle, and the ravens will show up and they will think they are winning. I pray that you will remember, don't worry about the raven. Just focus on soaring. Just focus on waiting on the Lord. Just focus on flying and go higher and higher, because there is a point where you reach. Satan has no option but to stay away, because you have become too hot to handle. Are you with me? But that is not going to happen to people who pray casually. I'm still making the case that in this year, victory is in our praying. And it's not just in the praying of asking God for stuff. It is in the praying of saying, change my heart, oh God. When the Lord changes you, he will take over the rest. Are you understanding me today? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Everybody say, wait upon the Lord. I'm trying to help you understand what it means to mount up. In the difficult moments when the enemy is fighting and he's doing things and you feel like looking at him, and I'm showing you, do not focus on what the enemy is doing, but learn to wait on the Lord. Learn to soar. What does it mean? Have you ever been to the restaurant? Anybody gone to the restaurant before? You met a waiter? What do waiters do? Perfect. They take orders. And what do they do with the orders? They will execute the order by taking it to the chef, and the chef cooks the meal, and then they bring it. When they bring it and you look at it, and then they said, you like your food, right? Now, I only illustrated it to you. God is saying to us, it's time to wait on him. And he's going to give you instructions as to what to do. And once you understand what to do, you don't need to worry about the raven on your neck. Because when you get to that place and you literally hear his voice and understand his instructions, I think the raven would leave, because it realizes that you have superior knowledge that he or she is not privy to. So at that workplace, I need you to soar. Mount up with wings like what? Eagles. Don't do the natural, walking and running and soaring. But we soar, and then we run and we walk. Do you know why God wants it that way? If you sit in an airplane, how many places do you see? It can be one. If you are on ground and this is a tunnel and I'm standing at the back here, Can I see the other side? No. But if I'm up here, I can see here, and I can see where? There. He says, those who wait upon me become a people who sees both sides of the issue. Their perspective is not limited. So once they come from that arena on the ground, and when they are running through a wall, many people will be telling you, it is a wall. And you said, you know there is a way through it because you saw it when you were up there. They that wait upon the Lord. We can wait upon the Lord with fasting, and we can wait upon the Lord without fasting. But what is important is spending time in his presence until he speaks and give you clear instructions that you can implement in your life. Amen. Amen. One last thing and I'll sit. Everybody look at my face. My eye is closed, but don't worry. Most New Year's Eve, I preach with my eyes closed. If you look at the videos, you would see it. Because I'm saying things that I'm seeing. You must understand this truth. You have entered into a year that victory is assured, but there is a raven that will sit on your neck and literally siphon some strength out of you. Do not spend your energy on the raven. Focus on soaring in prayer, because at a certain level, it has to go. Did you hear what I just said? He was siphoned. You can literally tell the thing is bouncing. In fact, from some part of December to now, one thing on top of the other, one thing on top of the other, everything was breaking down. And I started laughing. Satan, you don't lose. You lose. Like they say in my country, you lose manya. The problem with all of us is that when he starts pecking, we keep looking. But God says, don't look. Rather, focus on me. Keep soaring in my presence, because there is a level where you get to, demonic powers have no power. Amen. Are you understanding me? Are you ready for that? And we are going to pray and believe the Lord until we turn this world upside down. Amen. The vision that the Lord was showing me was that Paul and Silas were two people, and they could turn an entire world down. In fact, they had only been in one place when they were dispatched in Acts 13. The guys have been in only Philippi. And everybody said they have turned the world upside down. They didn't do it by talk. They were men of prayer. Men who did not focus on their incarceration, but they were singing praises because they know how to mount up with wings like eagles. There are families that will be attacked. Don't be afraid. If you will mount up with wings like eagles, you will prevail. I said, you will what? Prevail. When the enemy comes in to fight, God is going to raise a standard. But it depends if we, you and I, are willing to stand to pray. Amen. Shall we pray? We have no power of our own. We have no
power of our own. We depend on you, Holy Spirit. We have no power of our own. We depend on you, Holy Spirit. We have no power.
If you will do me a favor and stand, please. We have no power of our own. We have no power of our own.
We depend on you, Holy Spirit. Even we have no power of, we depend on you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we have no power of.
I want you to grab somebody's hands two by two in the room.
We depend on you, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. We have no.
Two by two, two by two. Come on. I want you to face each other.
We have no power of our own. We have no. Yes, we have no. Yeah, of our own. We depend on you. Oh, power of. We depend on you. We depend on you, Holy Spirit. We have no power of.
I want you to spend the next few moments, lay your right hand on the person's shoulder, and I want you to pray for them and say, Father, I ask of you that you will cause this one all throughout this year to soar on wings like an eagle. Lift up your voice in prayer.
We depend on you.
Yes, mighty God. Father, we come in your presence right now. We pray for each other. Soaring on wings like eagle. Soaring like eagle. Rahanda Hosilima. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, yeah, we depend on you. Yeah, we depend on you. Come on, continue to cry out and say, Lord, let this one depend on you all year round. Let this one depend on you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree that now, in the name of the Lord, Rahe Kadosh, yeah, we depend on you.
Hey, we depend on you. Ooh. Ooh. I wanted to pray finally and say, Father, may you help them to soar, run, and walk, not the other way around. We want to do the supernatural thing. He says, those who wait on the Lord, those who wait, instead of picking up phones and calling people and expects that you will literally sit in his presence and say, Lord, I'm waiting for the instructions. Pray for this person and say, Lord, help them to wait on you, no matter the difficulty, no matter the things they experience, and they will not focus on the pecking of the raven, but they will remember that like an eagle, they are capable of soaring, that they will soar. Lift your voice and pray for this individual finally. Oh, hallelujah. We randolo bose korabandala baya. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Father, I declare over your people that they are mounting up with wings like eagle. No matter the things that will happen in their lives, may they not focus on it, but keep soaring. Keep waiting. Keep hearing what you have to say. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. God bless all of you.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.